You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelorette After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Bachelorette After Show.
There's a wish your heart makes.
Because she's Cinderella, get it?
Yes.
Bippity-boppity-boo.
And we all know that Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV. Hello, AfterBuzz TV Nation. This is The Bachelorette season premiere, season number 9. I'm JC, and joined by the Brunette Bandit.
Oh, I forgot about that name.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been like summer break. We're back, and go ahead and introduce yourselves to the AfterBuzz TV world, ladies.
Hey guys, Crystal here.
I'm Cappy Kelly.
And of course, running the ones and twos, the lovely Marissa. Hello, Marissa.
Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you back. All right, guys. It's been what? Like a year or 2 months, maybe? Yeah. Probably about 2 months since our last Bachelor episode.
Yeah.
But it feels so much longer.
3 months?
Yeah. Okay, but we are here to actually break down the journey and the moment of clarity.
Yes.
For our 27-year-old bridal stylist, Desiree Hartsock. When we last left her, she was heartbroken by Sean Lowe. Sean Lowe and, of course, who is now with, I got to get this in, Catherine Giudice.
Yes.
Thank you. I just had to say it right.
He said it wrong in front of her on the red carpet.
And he taught me how to say it, so.
It's okay. It happens.
Giudice. There you go. All right. So, but she shows up. Let's draw this picture. She shows up in her little, like, sputtering Honda. And she's just so grateful for being here. And you totally feel this Cinderella vibe. And why are you giving me that face, Kathy Kelly?
Of course you feel the Cinderella vibe. It's all she talked about.
And they were really gunning for that this season. Like, mm-hmm. Cinderella story. Last season it was the All-American Boy.
Yeah.
No, it's,
there's definitely a
they
theme.
They have themes now.
The baby blue Bentley. I mean, yeah. Baby blue is kind of the color of Cinderella. I was waiting for a pumpkin.
Right. So overall thoughts, what'd you guys think of tonight's episode? Any different from any other season opener?
I said to you, because I feel like every single season I look at the guys before, because I do like a bachelor, like fantasy bachelor, it's like fantasy football with my friends back home, and I look at the guys or the girls and I'm always like underwhelmed. This season, I was like so excited because I thought she got so many hot guys. And then the first night, I was like, oh, they talked.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. They were all great.
She's not kidding.
Chrissy, you know, here's the thing. Kathy, I love you to pieces, but Chrissy, what does she mean? Tell me the truth.
I think there were a lot of really attractive guys, for sure. But I felt like tonight, the guys were more catty than I've seen any other season. And I also felt like it was Fatal Attraction. I felt like every single guy there was Casey from Ally season. Every single
guard
one.
And protect.
I was waiting for them to start singing. Like every single guy. It was a little Fatal Attraction for me tonight.
Yeah. Over the seasons, you've noticed that the guys, you're right, they become more and more like the girls.
And they're totally watching the show. Like, these guys are totally watching the show because they know, well, the roses are here. So maybe she's going to do what Sean did and give them out. It was just like they were really into it.
I don't know why. Every single season, and it completely changed for me this season. Every single season, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to date that guy. I want to date that guy. Every guy on the show this season, not every guy, but the majority of them, it seemed like they were all there. I was about to say, for the wrong reasons. They were all there to be on a reality show. It just seemed off. Something seemed off.
could it just be we've seen so many of these after 25 plus seasons? I mean, and so have they. Like,
oh,
like
yeah,
you
they're, they're watching.
Yeah. But what do we think about Desiree? Like, you know, with the dress and she wants to be a... Did she design that dress herself or did she have any input?
I would say not.
No?
I'm sure she had some input, though. But, yeah, yeah, at, they want to get everything sponsored, so I'm sure it's...
Yeah, now, what did you think of seeing Desiree? Did she, was she really in it? Does she seem nervous? Because I've seen her some interviews, like when she was on Kimmel, when she's done the rounds. At this point, she looks, she, it's, she looks a little tired from the whole process. Whether she found love or not, I think she almost just wants to blurt it out, but I'm sure she has to wait for 2 months now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, and I can just see it taxing. Like, that's one thing I have to give to Sean. He handled it so well, and I think it's going to take Desiree a little while to get into the rounds and to getting into being part of this whole Bachelor family.
Sorry, I'm breaking things. It is a really long process, and I can't imagine being the Bachelor or Bachelorette because I know as a contestant, you're tired. They're long days. They're late hours. You're not getting much sleep. So, and I can imagine it's even worse for them. So they're definitely long days. I will say that she seemed extremely humble tonight. I really hope that she doesn't lose that because she seemed really humble and great. And I hope they don't drag out the Cinderella thing too long because I think that could end up being almost annoying towards the end of the season once things happen. Right now, it's okay, but I just hope that they don't kind of dig
run
that
it
into
the ground.
Yeah.
I think they've kind of upped the similes and metaphors the past couple seasons. Like, I wish they would just get back to being real and not having to do, like, these extravagant, like, oh, this is like a fairy tale, or it's a great experience. Well, just take it as it is.
Well, what if they did this? You know, we have 25 guys. What? And I read this in an article, I believe it was by The Examiner, and someone brought up the fact, why not cut it down just to 10 guys and really get to
get
know...
Get the best guys?
Yes, and really get to know these guys, get in depth.
Because that would take away the fun from the first couple weeks.
The soap opera-ness of the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's no secret that they purposefully pick some weirdos and some guys that have girlfriends and whatever else. But I think they do genuinely have, you know, five solid guys that she could potentially end up with in there.
Right. I mean, let's be real. It's The Bachelorette, The Bachelor. There's 25 people. 24 are set up to fail. So when you're watching it realistically and seeing that, I mean, you saw shows that have tried to do dating shows that had less people and more time with them, and they didn't do as well.
Ready for Love is a prime example.
Which Ready for Love was actually a great concept, you know? So I think that watching – people enjoy watching the failures just as much as they enjoy watching her fall in love. So it's a two-sided coin, you know?
Right, and it also has to give kudos to the Bachelor franchise because shows come and go. Mm-hmm. And Bachelor stays.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally, there's been many of these dating.
So many seasons.
And they're still here.
So many. I also just wanted to say on chat roll right now, Lions fan asked, maybe Des didn't have a break after Sean's season wrapped going into hers. There was definitely about a month or 2 months in between before they started filming. So
to get over that heartbreak?
Not only to get over the heartbreak, but we were talking about her being tired and that comment crushed up. So I just wanted to say that, yeah, she did have some time to kind of.
Great catch, Chrisley, as well. And also, if this is your first time watching, we do have to give a little bit of background because maybe some people don't know that you were on the show. You were on Charlie O'Connell's season, and you were also on Bachelor Pad.
When TVs are black and white.
That's okay. Are you kidding me? They were, come on, you were
that's
on the.
That's what they said on their after show.
And come on, your family was still on the show last week for the blooper reels because you have an awesome family, and they had a great moment as well. So you are part of the Bachelor, you know, family as well. Yeah. And Chrisley, Kathy, you've got so many.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah. No, they're not. You've got so much news. So people, we've got so much stuff for you. And chat roll, hello. And if you're not watching this live, definitely check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and comment and subscribe. Let us know what you think. Let us know who you might want to see come into the studio, perhaps.
We're going to try to get you some good special guests this season.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot of stuff in store. So let's just get into tonight. Let's get into the limos.
Let's do it.
All right. So first off, we're going to start with Drew. Drew was this Scottsdale, like, model type guy, good looking, clean cut. What did we think of? He was kind of nervous when he walked out. But, of course, you're the first guy coming out. I mean.
Well, not necessarily. I have heard rumors that they change the entrances around sometimes, just to give it a better flow.
Okay. Yeah.
So he might not have been the first guy out. He very well could have been the first guy out, but...
Well, what did we? What did we?
I think she might have said that actually. So maybe he was. I lied.
Oops. That's okay. It'll go in our blooper reel.
It's 2 whole hours ago.
So no, did anyone stand out at first? From like, let's say, with like Drew per se. He's kind of like boyish, kind
of. I really like him. He seems so sincere.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he seemed really sincere. I mean, he talked about in his, there were 4 or 5, maybe 6 guys who got more time at the very beginning just to give their story. And he was the one that talked about how, right?
Mm-hmm. His little like background story.
Yeah.
Let's see if Drew had a look. I believe you might have, but what I was going to counter with is your impressions, and actually People magazine actually had an article with Desiree giving one word association descriptions to these guys.
What was Drew's? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. Drew was kind-hearted.
Oh.
Like, sweet. So, yeah. And the way I see that is, if to interpret that, is basically he's kind-hearted and she was attracted to him, so I think that's like a winning combination. Because she's looking, of course, she got to be attracted to the guy, as we'll get into later, how Chrisley had a bit of a moment with the magician. She really wanted the magician to get a rose.
Loved the magician.
But she's got to be attracted to him. Yeah. So
Loved the magician.
One of the things that I wanted to mention is this season, and I don't think they've done it before. I don't know for sure. But this season, on ABC.com, they have the Bachelor bios as usual. But then they also had excerpts from the questionnaire just scanned in. So you could see exactly what they wrote verbatim, which I loved.
Yeah, and you can judge their grammar. And yeah, exactly.
We need a handwriting analysis on the
Maybe we'll get that. I think we're going to get that, like a numerologist.
I hope they don't still have mine.
And then also they in the questionnaire, they must have used it from a previous season because they said, do you prefer a man who wants to be pursued or a man who pursues you and why? They're asking all the guys this, and some of them crossed out man and wrote woman.
Speaking of pursuit, we'll definitely get to Jonathan a little bit later, the creeper guy. But let's move on to the second guy coming out, Brooks. You know, what did we think about Brooks? And Chrisley and I disagree. I thought he kind of looks like the guy from Sex and the City.
No way.
A little bit, with dark hair. He looks like a... Gosh, I wonder
he looks like Desiree's brother. I mean, not her real brother, but he looks like he could be related to her.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, but what? I think that they're really cute.
Well, you know, they do say...
I really like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's...
He's very handsome.
A little hipstery.
And he seems
perfect.
Super genuine and a little bit laid back, not too showy.
He's
I like
really
him.
Nervous, too.
Yeah, I like him.
They didn't show him a lot tonight, though.
He was... He's... I have a star next
Catherine
to Brooks.
Judici. Catherine Judici. And you got to do this with the hands. Shot taught me that. Judici. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so... No,
he was in my top 5 tonight.
Yeah, mine too.
Mm-hmm. No, good, great looking. Love the suit. And actually, I do... Quick shout out. I know you guys always get to talk about the girls in their dresses. So now I guess I have to talk about the guys in the suits. I really like Chris Harrison. He looks like he's kind of like slimmed down and he's...
Is he wearing his own suit?
I think he's wearing his own suit. So yeah.
He is.
He is.
Yeah, he tweeted about that. So yeah, that's who he thinks Brooks looks like. And Sex and the City.
I mean, they have like the same facial hair.
He looks like Kim Cattrall's boy. For those of you listening,
Jason Lewis.
Jason Lewis. Thank you. A little bit of Jason Lewis.
Smith. He played Smith in Sex and the City.
A dark-haired Smith. Okay. Agree to disagree. Let us know what you think on the chat roll, guys, and actually on iTunes. But before we move any further, we actually do have to take a moment and...
No, he looks like... You know who he looks like? He looks like the guy from Whitney, the television show Whitney.
No,
he looks like Whitney's boyfriend.
No. Yeah. He's cuter.
Okay, they're gonna battle tonight.
As we digress.
Yes, moving on. Actually,
he's from Salt Lake City, though, which a lot of people from The Bachelor are from.
Money
hijacked the show.
Michelle Money,
Michelle
Jeff
Money,
Holmes.
Give me the scoop on Brooks.
Perfect. There we go. Yes.
Maybe he was, like, in the past. We've heard that past Bachelor contestants have recommended people. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was recommended.
Possibly. And I do know this about Brooks before we move on. He does come from a family of 10.
You're trying to speed us through this. We're trying to go in depth and give these people the best analysis of these limo exits ever.
Then let us break it down. He comes from a family of 10, Salt Lake City born.
We like him.
Yes,
top 5.
Aries, Gemini, rising, likes long walks on the beach. He's an outdoorsman. Yes, actually, look at his bio. I studied.
Next.
Next, let's move on to...
He's 6'4"?
He's 6'4".
Jeez.
What's his shoe size?
11.5.
You're welcome. All right.
I love that they put that on there. That's funny. Tattoos? None.
But let's move on to some... Brad. Brad was the guy who came in. They've done this before with the wishbone. Where the guy brings in a wishbone, make a wish.
I don't remember seeing the wishbone. I remember the penny. But I don't remember seeing the wishbone.
I could have sworn they'd done the wishbone. Really?
I mean, he wasn't one of my favorites tonight.
He clearly watched her season and her limo exits multiple times.
He was cute.
Yeah? You guys approve?
I don't like Brad's.
Brad. We do not mention Brad here.
Womack.
Yes. Now, what she said about Brad, she called him a Ken doll.
He looks like a Ken doll in
his
picture.
He's very polished.
Is this the guy who I was telling you, Chrisley, he wears a lot of he's got a very...
No, not the same guy.
Not the moisturizer guy. Okay.
No.
But since we're talking about serious subjects here, about moisturizer and whatnot, I do have to mention something very important to our AfterBuzz family. We actually, I need to ask you, I got to call you guys out on this. Well, actually, just call for your help. Because we actually put out a movie called Serial Buddies, and it's, well, not me personally, it's Marie.
Our bosses, yes. Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, put out this amazing movie. If you haven't seen it yet, it's absolutely hilarious.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that we always say is we try to give you this content for free. So we give you 60 different after shows a week for all of your favorite TV shows. We don't ask for anything in return. We really don't do that many commercials. We try to keep it just like fun for you guys and for us. And,
it's got a great cast too. I mean, it's got, let's see, Beth Behrs, Artie Lang, Christopher McDonald, Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. I mean, and Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
Love Henry Winkler.
Yeah, definitely. Buy a copy, please. It really will fund us. And like I said, you are part of our family, and all we're asking is this small little favor. So definitely keep us in mind. So,
May 29th. SerialBuddies.com.
Yes. Thank you
very much. 2 days. That's 2 days.
2 days.
Get it.
All right. So coming back to the show, let's move on to Bryden. Bryden, he was the...
Bryden was hysterical because he talked about being loyal and protective, and the camera went directly to his German Shepherd.
I wrote that down. I was like, loyal and protective? You're describing all the qualities of a good pet.
And the camera caught on to that, and the camera went directly to the German Shepherd, which was absolutely hysterical.
But he is a military dude. It is Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you. Mm-hmm. From Montana.
And he did get a first impression rose.
Yes,
and
he did.
And, you know, and Desiree's impression of him when they said Bryden, she said mysterious.
I can see that.
Yeah?
He seems like he doesn't put it all out. He keeps some things to himself.
He seems a little shy. Like, I feel like a lot of people from the Midwest, especially the smaller towns, and I know that because I'm from there, they're just a little bit more reserved. Like, a lot of my friends who are from, like, small town in Iowa or whatever, they know the people in their town, and they, you know, it takes a little while to open up.
So that's good. So it's going to, hopefully he'll be here for a while so that she peels, like, the layers of the onion and gets to the center of Bryden. Oh, there, and we've got some pictures of Bryden.
Is he stinky?
No!
I was like, onion? What?
Yes, like layers of an onion. Okay, moving on, fine. These girls are killing me tonight. It's good to be back. And that's Michael G.
He was the one that looked for the Michaels.
Yes.
He looked for the penny, right?
Yes.
We had a lot of Michaels and Mikes and Micahs and Mikeys tonight.
And I'm changing my name, like I said before the show, to Miguel.
And Zach's. Zach with a K and Zach K.
The Jeff Holmes syndrome. He was missing a letter.
He was missing a C. But that,
and
I
a shirt.
Missing a couple things.
But we'll move to him in a second. So, but let's get out, like, Michael G. You know, I think he's a good looking guy. I think he might be a little too much, perhaps, for Desiree. He seems like very type A, and I know she's kind of very, you know, because I've read up on him. I believe he's a federal lawyer, federal prosecutor, and you guys are looking at his bio right now. What's his shoe size?
14? Is that a typo?
Oh!
6'2 and size 14. It's so funny, none of them looked that big. None of them looked that tall tonight. Okay. You know,
Desiree made a comment like, you have big shoes, or like, I've walked in your shoes before, but your shoes are a little bit bigger than mine.
Yeah, so there's a lot. there's a lot in store with those two, and you see them in the in like I guess the rest of the season. There are a lot of highlights with Mike G in there, or yeah. Michael G.
Gosh, Michael G.
But I want to move on to first of our.
I liked his whole whole fountain thing, like trying to find Des's penny. I thought that was really funny. That was clever. Like not over the top where you're walking in and doing cartwheels, but it's like a funny, memorable moment.
Yeah. It felt genuine and whatnot. Yeah, so I have to move on to this guy because we're going to devote a lot of time to him because Chrisley loved this guy.
Hashtag.
Yep.
Hashtag time to go home. I can't
hashtag
believe
no rose for you.
He got one. Yeah. Hashtag try a new line.
Hashtag I love it.
You love him?
I love it in that I can make so many jokes on Twitter later.
Oh, boy. And how... Okay, Chris, you were checking out the whole tweets. What was going on? Anything with hashtag man?
You know, of course, Bachelor Nation cast and fans were all over the place tonight. But not too much on necessarily each contestant. More so that the guys seemed a little ungenuine and it was a little Fatal Attraction-y tonight.
Really?
So
we didn't say his name.
Casey. Hashtag Casey. Yeah.
Does he have a name? It's not hashtag?
We should just name him hashtag.
I mean, I'm telling you. It should be hashtag.
We'll call him hashtag from now. But for those listening and watching, his name is Casey. And actually...
He will not guard and protect your heart. He will hashtag it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Desiree said he was positive. So that only reminds me of Ryan from Emily's season, the very positive water heater seller.
And that got misconstrued as disingenuous.
Really?
Yeah, I thought he was.
Ryan?
Yeah. He was always so happy. I was like, this has got to be fake. He's just trying to be the next Bachelor.
And I think the chat role agrees with you. She's Susie Easton's like, I hated that hashtag guy. He kept saying hashtag.
It was annoying. Every single thing had hashtag in it. Like, your shtick is over, buddy.
Every season, there's one person with a line. Last season, we had Tiara's Sparkle. This season, we get hashtags. I love it. We won't remember it in 15 minutes.
It's too early. It's barely episode one, and we've already got someone to supplant Tiara. Perhaps.
Yeah.
Hashtag. Okay, moving on. Let's move on. Will. Will was the yogi.
Banker from Chicago.
Yes.
Who did Bikram yoga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not very manly.
I mean, kind of, no. Isn't Bikram kind of like the manly yoga? I don't know yoga. I'm sorry. I
just said I don't know yoga. Defend it.
I just don't know.
It makes you amazingly strong. So, I mean,
he had some muscles.
Yeah. I mean, Bikram yoga is no joke. It's really hard. I can't do it. So, you get a lot of strength and discipline through Bikram.
And why did he call her Athena?
And that she had to give him a god name. And then I don't think we ever saw it.
That was just an awkward moment.
Yeah. I don't see him. He just seemed awkward the whole
hashtag
time.
Hashtag fail.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. The next time we say hashtag, we get muted for 15 seconds.
Okay.
We get in the penalty box.
But that's part of the show. He hashtagged everything.
True. Okay.
I mean, come on now.
Well, okay. Mikey. Do we remember anything about Mikey?
He said he's from Chicago, but he's from a very far off suburb.
Whereas you're kind of from that area, right? No.
Yeah, me and our engineer Marissa are from around Chicago. I grew up there and then lived in the city for a while, but I don't know where he was from. I'd never heard of the suburb before, so I'm assuming it's more than an hour away.
He was kind of the meathead.
Yeah, you kept
no disrespect.
That.
He just was kind of the meathead. He kind of looked like he was from Jersey.
Ryan from Emily's season V-neck tee.
Yeah,
his bio photo.
I've seen that when I was like, never trust a man with such a deep V neck.
That is a really deep V.
Yeah. I was about to say something I shouldn't.
He's from Glen Ellen. That's not that far away. Sorry.
So does he deserve it? It's too early to really just boot him.
He's a plumbing contractor and shoe size is 10.
Wow. Really, Kathy? You sound disappointed.
That's just the first thing that comes up.
Okay. All right.
And he wants to be Magic Mike because the most outrageous thing he's ever done is surprise striptease show in front of hundreds of sorority girls. So clearly, we only had one shirtless man tonight, but there should have been two.
And Crystal, you know this from knowing a lot of these contestants. Will he have life after, let's say he doesn't end up with that final rose? Will he have a lot of fun being part of the Bachelor family as they get a little crazy in these Vegas trips and whatnot and hooking up with other people from other seasons.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, they all do. Yeah. All the guys.
R.I.P. Bachelor Pad, by the way.
Yeah. Can we take a moment for Bachelor Pad?
Moment of silence.
Moment of silence. Okay. Now, moving on to one of... Chrissy, I gotta get you on this one.
What? Who?
You at first said you thought this guy was kind of handsome. Till he opened his mouth. Jonathan.
Okay.
Jonathan the lawyer.
The card. He was the card. He's the one that went home.
He's the fantasy suite guy.
That card was really funny.
Until that the was, fantasy suite part.
Yeah.
It was really funny. Mm-hmm. And
should
then,
you choose to forgo the remaining men? A key to the fantasy suite.
It was. I thought it was really funny until he needed clearly another drink or 12.
Yeah, he was clearly like, he reminded me a little bit of American Psycho a little bit towards the end.
Because he is very handsome. He just had a little too much
His
to drink.
Biggest date fear is no chemistry. How ironic. I mean,
at least you didn't say hashtag. No, so yeah, I guess we can let it out of the, he was, okay, let me ask something. On an ideal, now, because you were one of the bachelorettes, and Kathy's yet to be on The Bachelor, which, however, our chat role would love for you to be on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
What would be your ideal, like, let's say if you were the
why are you throwing things at me?
Drop my ring.
Okay, she drops them. We're having technical difficulties.
As she goes under the table.
Okay. Uh-huh. After Bros After Dark. Okay. Now, what would be your ideal entry for a guy to tell you getting out of that limo?
I don't know if there is an ideal. I think just being yourself.
It's like, just tips for people at home listening.
I don't know why there's so much of a... Everybody's trying to do something original. Everybody's trying to stand out. And I understand that. But if you're going to try to stand out, at least be true to you and be you. Because I feel like when you're trying so hard, that's what makes you come across so awkward and it's uncomfortable for everyone involved.
Kathy, what I would be the perfect... Like the guy... Let's say if Ari walks out of the limo... Stop the cold. We have this running joke. She's a kind of a fan of Ari.
I don't know anymore. Just like a good-looking guy, and he just like.
What kind of look was that? Was that like Blue Steel?
I don't know.
You guys have to be watching. Please watch
it's
the show.
Late. I'm just like, whatever. I was gonna say though, I really sincerely feel like we're going to get less crazy intros now that they're doing so many first impression roses. I think that kind of loses the point of trying to make a good first impression if you have 10 first impression roses.
Yeah, but they didn't stop them tonight.
Yeah.
For sure.
Someone in chat wrote, the bleep is Kathy doing.
Yeah.
She's just making sure everything is okay out here at AfterBuzz TV. So let's move on to talk about weird intros. Let's talk about Zach with 1K, Abman.
Can we talk about on his beginning, his little 5-minute spiel, he talked about how it was really hard for him to find a girl while he was standing on his porch naked. I wonder why it's so hard for you to find a girl, Zach. I mean, you're standing on your porch in the middle of nowhere naked and you went shirtless the entire night.
And he had a lot of self-tanner on.
There was a lot of self-tanner.
Every season, we have a plethora of fitness models, and they disguise themselves with different names, like entrepreneur or something else.
As Kimmel said, a fancy name for a guy without a job.
Yeah, marketing analyst-ist. They make up these weird names. And every season, there are 4 or 5 guys who are fitness models on the side.
So is Zach here for the right reasons?
No.
He's there for a spread in a magazine.
Yeah. Okay. He wants to be an Us Weekly's hot body issue.
But Sean was a fitness model.
Mm-hmm. But I think Sean's a genuine person. I think it's easy to see that.
Okay.
Like, he came across as genuine. He didn't walk in with his shirt off, and he didn't say how hard it was for him to find a woman while standing naked on his porch. I mean...
I hope they keep him around for a while. I'm sure
The one thing I did like about Zach is that he said he was from, like, Waco or something like that, which is where my family was from.
Oh, really?
Or, I mean, not Waco, but, like, close.
Waco?
Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay. Well, there's a lot to him. Okay, before we move on, he did jump in the pool. I wouldn't have given him a rose because he jumped in the pool, because she ran off with another guy, which is classic.
That was editing. That was totally editing.
Think?
Yeah. I think that, I mean... I think that she was pulled away right as he jumped in the pool, but I think that she went back the first opportunity that she had.
So you think a producer sent one of the guys, go get her right now?
No, I think that it was just she was pulled away at that very moment.
Crystal, you've been in these meet and greets and rose ceremonies.
He jumped in the pool. He took his one opportunity to talk to her, and instead of talking to her, he pulled a stunt, which, yeah, it got him a rose, but that's not going to keep working with Desiree. Like, he's hot and he's cute and he's pretty and he's fun to look at, but you can tell she likes substance and she's giving the roses more based on the conversations that she's having. So that stunt thing isn't going to work. I mean, he's just kind of, I mean, in my book, he's kind of a joke. I would have never given him a rose.
Right. So speaking of substance, maybe move on to James. James, he was kind of, see, I would have thought he seemed kind of like the, no offense, buff guy, kind of like the Jersey Shore kind of guy.
I have Guido written down next to his name.
Okay.
Loyalty.
Yes.
Is love.
His favorite author is Dr. Seuss. I mean, he's got to get a couple points for that.
Do we see anything there? I don't know. There's some guys, I think, there's just only a handful that I think that really stood out tonight. And the rest, they're just kind of...
And it's tough, too, because we don't really know her type other than Sean.
His biggest date fear is spilling tomato sauce on his white shirts. So deep.
Okay, he needs to go home. Like, just send him home.
Okay, you just brought up something about... Sean was blonde and blue-eyed.
Please, if you guys look at the bios of these people, please go to his bio, James's bio, and read his greatest achievement to date.
Uh-oh, what was it? Oh, okay.
There isn't.
He forgot to fill out that question.
Maybe he's a man of mystery. I don't know.
Wait.
These girls are having way too much fun. We have a show going on here. Let's move on to someone actually who we call... Chrissy did not like him at all.
You can't have an interesting Larry.
I know, you should... Like Lawrence? No, even
Larry.
That. Larry. Dr. Larry. He's an ER doctor.
Who likes to relive awkward moments again and again and again.
Yes, because he was the one who ripped her dress in the intro.
Roll into me. Now roll out. Now roll in again faster.
He was awkward.
Socially, yeah, he was a brainiac. I'm sure he's an awesome doctor, but in social situations, I don't know.
So you shouldn't really go on The Bachelorette if you're socially awkward.
So how did he get this far?
Because he's smart.
They want awkward diversity. People sometimes.
And he's really smart, and he probably would be a really good fit with her outside of the cameras and the production and the crew. It's probably somebody that she would have had a second date with in real life, but on the show, he just didn't know how to act in that situation, which a lot of people don't.
Okay.
It is awkward. Reality is weird.
It is. Reality is weird.
I think the bleep, though, was fake. Like, they bleeped him. He, you know, after he tore her dress and walked into the house, he was grumbling, and then they did a bleep, and I think that was, they added that in.
Okay. Which we know they sometimes do.
Unnecessary censorship.
Okay, but now I'm giving this to Chrissy. I really want Chrissy to talk in intro to, this was one of her favorite guys, the magician. His name was, what was his name again? I already forgot. Nick. Nick the magician. Nick Roy.
First of all, he gave her a napkin folded rose, which is something that my girlfriend did the first time we ever went out. So I thought that was just really sweet and genuine and cute. And who doesn't love a magician? Like, I'm sorry, everybody, especially cast on Bachelor, ripped this guy apart on Twitter tonight. And yeah, he may not be the cutest guy in the room, but you know what? He has personality.
He was funny.
And he's a magician. Like, it's magic. Come on, people. Like, he was fun. He was funny. He was original. He didn't look like a tool. A lot of these guys tried so hard that they looked horrible. And I thought he was amazing. Nick R., I'm a fan.
JC and I have had this discussion a couple times before. There is a book called The Game, I think it's called. I don't know. It's this book. The Pickup Artist. Yeah. And it's how to get a girl in any situation. And like chapter one is learn magic.
Yeah.
And you can pick up a girl anywhere. You could pick up a girl at a bar. I've had guys come up to me and try to do magic tricks at bars or, you know, wherever. And it's a way to talk to someone that will intrigue them and they'll want to, you know, finish the magic trick without coming across as like too intrusive or creepy.
Magicians get ladies. I don't care what anyone says. Magicians. It was going there, but I know that we're a family show. Magicians get ladies. Stephanie has friends that are magicians. Have you been to the Magic Castle? Have you been to a magic show and seen magicians of that caliber?
Angel cleans up.
I mean, I'm telling you, magicians get ladies. Maybe not Desiree, but Nick R. is not going to be hurting.
If anyone, I think I would have thought that Desiree would have liked him because Desiree has that kind of like a quirky sense to her. So I would think she would like, you know, perhaps like someone to give him more of a chance.
And maybe it was an attraction thing.
Did you notice that she kept all the pretty boys and sent all the less attractive guys home tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of shallow, Des.
But we like what we like.
I know.
You know?
There has to be some sort of chemistry there. I would have kept him around because I thought he was one of the funniest of the group. Mm-hmm. Just for at least, you know, some laughs, if nothing else. There wasn't a connection.
And I liked him.
I know you liked him. And you liked the next guy just as well because of his chucks and bow tie. This was Zach, fully spelled, Marissa.
Zach K.
Yes.
He's got two Ks.
Yes.
And he wore sneakers and a bow tie.
And that's a key for you.
If that's
you
guys confidence. It just shows confidence. It's different. It's not like everyone else. He's just himself. And I liked that.
Okay. I also think that they would have more of a chance of lasting outside of The Bachelor since he is from Newport Beach, which is very close to where Des lives.
Right. Okay, so maybe if it doesn't work out, if she doesn't pick someone, maybe it'll work outside. You never know because they come back together, don't they? Like, let's say, Brad and Ashley now are hooking up. You know,
that's so weird.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
I mean, they're showing pictures together. They live near each other, right?
Oh, so it could be gossip.
Ooh. I mean, I don't believe anything Wet Paint puts out. Unless it's like from the source and I saw the person tweet it. I don't believe anything unless it's
but
from
Ashley Frazier and Brad have done Instagram pictures before.
But are they saying they're dating or are they just posting pictures together? Because, I mean, I have pictures
It looked like they were on a date.
Chat roll, check for us while we talk. If you can do it for us, it'd be awesome. We'll get to the bottom of this mystery of whether Brad and Ashley Frazier are dating. Because we also still got to talk about a few more guys. And help me pronounce his name, Diogo.
Oh, the knight in shining armor.
Yes.
Diogo.
Mm-hmm. Well, at first, we were like trying too hard, but he ended up being a really sweet guy. And unfortunately, she just wasn't feeling it with Diogo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who shows up in a knight in shining armor suit? Diogo does.
It was interesting. He tried, you know, A for effort. It was cute.
Yeah. So, Kathy, would you go for a guy and shows up in an armor suit?
It would be fitting to have her fairy tale ending with a guy
Cinderella.
In the knight of shining armor, but clearly she doesn't want her fairy tale ending if she sent him home.
So you're thinking, do you think maybe they put him up to wear the armor suit since they're turning this whole into like a Cinderella type of show?
I'm sure that they asked, like, what do you think? She wants Cinderella. Would you be her knight in shining armor? You know, I'm sure that was a question that was asked. And I felt bad because at first I did totally make fun of it and I thought it was so silly. And then once I heard him talk, you see that he's just really a genuine guy that wants love. And it was really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hearts go out to him. Here's one of our favorites. I think, I don't know if Kathy, what you think about this guy, Chris, the broker, the one who showed up. Who got down on one knee and he asked Desiree, will you?
That is the perfect entrance. Chris.
Applause from AfterBuzz. Chris had our intro of the night.
You did it.
That
was
cute.
Great.
It was really
cute.
Well,
one of the intros. There were a few others.
That was my favorite by far.
Really?
Probably of any season. I think that was one of the most memorable. It was funny. He seemed confident. And it wasn't sticky. I can't even talk. It was perfect.
Okay, that's your favorite all time.
Yes.
Do you have one that sticks out, Chrisley, that you can remember?
Out of the limo? No, I don't have a favorite.
I think
you loved Lindsay Y's Yenters with the wedding dress.
Oh my God, that was brilliant.
She loved it.
I loved it. I thought it was so funny. I thought it was hysterical. I thought she had a great sense of humor. I loved it. But none for the guys. None that super stuck out for me. Well, I mean, of this season. Yeah, Jeff Holm was my favorite entrance of all time.
I'm talking all time.
Jeff was my favorite entrance of all time.
Okay. And then, okay, help me remember this guy. The guy who is McDreamy, McSteamy.
Mike.
Oh, now I remember.
He's a dental assistant.
And a model.
Is he a model?
Oh,
yes.
God.
He's a model. What's wrong, Chrisley?
I don't know if I want a model to be working on my teeth.
Why?
I mean, I'm just saying.
He said he has done many jobs. He's 27 years old, and he has done several... He's been a part of several professions. So now he is a dental student, and he is right that if he hadn't lost the London British accent, he would have been more attractive.
Well, we did see that Des was a sucker for a guy with an accent tonight. So
yeah.
All right, so now wrapping up. No, well, not wrapping up. We still got a few more. We got your fave. Go ahead, Chrisley, take it away.
Robert. Dear Robert. Okay, so here's why I love Robert. Because everyone's going to be like, okay, Robert didn't do anything tonight to stand out. He didn't do anything. Kathy prepared me, but she did not prepare me enough. Because I was talking about the show tonight, and Kathy tweeted me and was like, spoiler alert, there's a guy with a boxer. Okay, not only does he have a boxer, he has a special needs boxer. He has a boxer with one eye.
And you love boxing.
First of all, I am a proud boxer owner, and it takes a certain kind of person to love a dog that has that much energy. So I love people that have boxers. It's this weird boxer thing. We all stop
That's
each other and chat and talk.
Friends with Sean is
it
bonding
is.
About
we
boxers
bonded
over
Sean's
Twitter.
Boxer. Absolutely. But what I really liked about him was that he did have a special needs boxer. So the boxer only has one eye, and dogs like that end up in shelters. They end up put to sleep.
Right.
They don't end up getting adopted or ever purchased because nobody wants to take them in. So to me, that is a kind-hearted, genuine man. I wish that he had talked about it a little bit, because I think something like that shows that you're just that genuine of a kind-hearted. Oh, I love him. I mean, he didn't do anything tonight that made him stand out, but just from that, I feel like he has really great potential.
Mm-hmm. And this is what Desiree had to say about Robert. Familiar.
Doesn't sound too good. Doesn't sound too
familiar.
Good.
The one thing that was weird about Robert is he said he invented sign spinning, which
yes.
I feel like, I don't know who invented it, but that's like a pretty big act. Not accusation, but...
You know, okay, well,
there was
ladies...
I did see a lot of tweets on that. He invented side spinning. Oh, yeah, I invented Post-its. And maybe he did.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he did.
I kind of researched it because I'm a nerd. And, he's with a company called Arrow. And he's 30, so I was like, well, he seems kind of young. Because sign spinning has been around for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
really?
This is like a huge sign spinning company.
Oh,
huge.
So maybe they invented the people that, like, you can hire... To do the signs. That makes more sense. You got to phrase it like that.
I've only seen it the last 4 years and in L.A. I had never seen it before.
There's
I lived here.
There's an amazing sign spinner who's always on Laurel Canyon. I really want to talk about him.
Props
to need to find... he had like a sign spinning his own Twitter handle on the day he was off, and I really wanted to follow him, but I was driving and couldn't type, so...
Yeah, it's kind of pretty cool. When you see that person standing on the side of the road, you look. So kudos, Robert. And I love your dog.
So maybe Desiree and a sign spinner.
I will find him on Twitter and tell him how much I love his dog.
Now let us move on to the Latin lover of the group, Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo.
She can't even pronounce his name, so I don't think she's going to end up with him.
But she liked him. She was
like swooning over him, and I was shocked.
Her telltale sign, like when she likes someone, she just goes, Did
like
you notice that?
You look like Sling Blade doing that.
I mean,
that's weird.
I was scratching my rib cage, which is kind of awkward timing, but.
I always think it's weird when someone makes that sound or like they look like they want to eat you and they like you. Like, that doesn't look fun for me.
Like how I look when I'm going to eat a cupcake.
Yeah, like you shouldn't look at someone that you want to kiss like you that. It's awkward.
Are you busting out cupcakes, Kathy? Kathy Cupcake Kelly, bust out. Okay, so you're going to demonstrate how Desiree looks at Juan Pablo.
How not to look at someone that you want to date.
And now for our moment, Kathy... As Desiree looking at Juan Pablo, and Juan Pablo is the cupcake ready in action.
They eat you so hard.
Hey, listen, we have fun here, okay? We have fun.
I gotta say it, I'm sorry. Hashtag awkward moment. Okay. All right, moving on to from the Latin lover to the guy who shows up in a motorcycle, Brandon, who is the adrenaline junkie, wakeboarder type of guy who.
Casey.
Okay. I have I have a lot to say about Brandon.
Sounds personal.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I have a lot to say about Brandon. First, I want to say, like, I always get confused because on their bios and on the show, they say they're from different places. Like, it said that he was from Costa Mesa, California, and then it said he was from Minneapolis and all this stuff. He says he's a wakeboard junkie. He rode it on his motorcycle. He does a lot of adrenaline things. And then he talked about, you know, his family, like, his mother's addiction and all that stuff.
Right.
But I just felt like he was really disingenuous the entire time.
Didn't he remind you of Casey from Ally season?
No. I mean,
the Garden Protect Your Heart guy?
Casey's just a little bit awkward. This guy, I just felt like he was trying to be the next Bachelor. Like, I've never felt, like, I want to be like, whoa, hold up, Dez. Like, this guy does not seem cool.
Mind blown right now. Kathy Kelly, you are like the Bambi that showed up here. Now you're this conspiracy theorist that says he's going to be the next Bachelor?
Okay. In his bio, I read this earlier, he says, I was engaged once before, but it didn't mean anything.
Ooh.
Then why would you pop the question?
How, like, okay, one.
Not okay.
Yeah, why would you get engaged if it didn't mean anything? He's like, we didn't set a date, we didn't find a location or a venue. That still means something. You were clearly in love enough to get married, unless you were just stringing this girl along. And why do you think that you can go on another show and find love and be happy and stuff?
Yeah, no, and actually, Desiree described her one-word description for him was grateful. So that made me think of maybe, like, humble, maybe this because of his story.
Maybe I'm wrong about him. That was just a first impression. He would have not gotten a rose from me.
Oh, wow. No rose from Kathy. All right. What are you pointing at, Chrisley?
Someone in chat roll just asked if it bothered us that we were talking about a fake reality show as if it was real. And 057, I just want to let you know that being on the show once or twice, there's nothing fake about it. Unfortunately, you can't make this stuff up. And I wish that I could blame it on writers and stuff like that. But you really can't. Like, these guys and girls go on these shows and they say these things and they do these things, yes, because they may want attention. But at the end of the day, I mean, they really, it's not scripted in any way, shape, or form. There's, of course, editing as there is in anything, but it's not, I don't know what you're talking about is fake. I'd love to know because I'd love to let you in on it because it's really not fake. I wish I could say it was sometimes. I wish I could blame some of these guys on bad writing because then you would be like, oh, well, they wrote that for them. But they didn't.
A lot of people say that it's fake because a lot of the couples don't end up together at the end of the day. But if you look at the track record, it's a lot better than, I don't know, like, finding someone in the real world. Like, I couldn't go and find someone in 2 months and be married or, you know, engaged and have this amazing relationship for 3 years because most of them last a very long time. And the ones that have gotten married have stayed married.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And also, remember, there is the seduction of, sure, there is love and people are, you know, hopefully some of them are looking for love. But once you get in that world, I think the only thing that supersedes love, unfortunately, for a lot of these people, could be vanity, fame, those type of demons.
There are a lot of people who get into this because of the wrong reasons, and you don't always realize that until...
No, but I'm just saying because Chrisley said that she hopes Desiree doesn't change.
Yes. And there's two sides to that. So when I decided to go on the show, I decided to go on the show for two reasons. Because I wanted to get out of Rhode Island because I was in a bad breakup. I had watched the show. I was a huge fan of it. And I wanted to be on TV. Like, I'm not going to lie about it and be like, hey, I didn't ever want to be on TV. Yeah, I did. I was hosting, you know what I mean? Like, I had gotten into things. I had liked it. And I thought it would be a fun opportunity. And I thought it would be a chance to meet new friends. And I had no intention of making it as far as I did, and it became an amazing experience. Did I go on it because I wanted to find love? That was a very small part of it, and I can't lie about that, and I don't think I mean, some people will lie about it, but it's an opportunity and it's a chance and it's super fun. A lot of people go on the show because they want just the fame and then they change after the show. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think that we have seen some people who have done the show and then have kind of become a fame junkie afterwards. And
such, Jake Pavelka.
You know, we've seen it. And then we've seen some people that have stayed pretty true to who they are. So I really hope that Des stays as humble as she is, because I do think that she is a genuinely just really grateful person.
Yeah, and also remember, for that person who wrote that in chat roll, this night, I don't want to say it's unlike any of the other nights, but this is one of the most stressful nights during the whole show, because they keep you up till 4 a.m, right? And this is your first experience with the show. And you're drinking.
And so the first day, there's cameras everywhere. You're so conscious of them and you're so awkward. And there's so many people in the house and there's so many producers that in between your moments with Des are now pulling you away and asking you the questions of the interviews that we see. And so it's just this very surreal experience that will make anyone uncomfortable. So of course, what are you going to do? You're going to have a drink, and then you have 12, and then all of a sudden you're the drunk mumbling idiot at the end of the night. But after the second, third day, that awkwardness in front of the cameras wears off. And that's why we tend to see people the first and second episode be these people, and then all of a sudden by the third and fourth, they're nothing like you originally thought. And that's why that happens, because you get comfortable and you start to see all the real side come out of them. Mm-hmm.
I think also this was one of the first times where we actually got to see a little of that on air. I forgot which of the contestants said it, but we had seen, you know, the limo entrances, and then Des got time, like a minute or two, with one or two different guys, and someone said, you know, I don't want to wait around all night. We've already been here for 2 or 3 hours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the first time we've seen that on air, someone actually say how long they've been there for, when we've only been watching for half an hour.
I almost wish they'd show some of that, some of the producers kind of talking to them. One of my favorite things about, I think it was, I think it was Sean's season or maybe Emily's season. There were a couple interviews where you heard Cassie, who's always their handler,
that was Emily's,
talking and asking the questions. And I enjoyed hearing that other side of it. And because I lived that, it was nice to see them show that a little bit. And once in a while, you get a camera person or a producer in the background, and you get to see that. But there is such a machine that you're not seeing. And I don't mean a machine as in they're telling you what to say or what to do. I mean, there's so many people that go into making this show happen and being what we see at the end of the day. Because this first night was hours and hours and hours long, you know, and they just take the best out of what happens.
So there's your answer for the chat roll. You know, definitely it's a process. So, and we still have guys that we need to talk about. We got to talk about designer suit guy. Am I skipping anyone by chance? Micah?
Micah. Oh.
That was
no,
the,
there
I designed
was someone.
This.
There was, I had a question.
Brandon, motorcycle guy.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon. Okay, maybe it is Micah.
And Brian was after Brandon.
Okay.
I don't even remember. See, there's so many guys. I'm trying to remember who
it's
Brian
tough
was.
The first night. Brian, the only note I had about Brian is that I thought he was a little too professional for her. And I don't mean in his career. I mean in the way that he spoke and carried himself. It was like I wanted to see him take a deep breath and relax.
He's the one that reminded me of the guy from New Girl.
You're right. That's exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And he does.
He looks like the guy from New
He's
Girl.
He's just like him, too.
Yeah.
He's like that super OCD. I'm going to get everything right. This is the way you hold it. Yeah, he's super like that.
Yes.
It's funny.
But the next guy is the one I really want to talk about. Micah, the designer suit guy who showed up with.
Oh, that's who that is.
Yeah. He showed up with, what was it? Who designed the suit? This guy or something?
Yeah. He was trying to go in on the you designed your dress.
Why?
I designed my suit. That's what I mean about trying to be a little bit too, like you're trying too hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and obviously we don't have to worry about him next week.
No.
You know, he didn't make it.
Nope.
So, and we've got, I think, just three more guys. We've got AfterBuzz Blessing.
Bless you.
Nick M., who wrote her a poem.
It wasn't that good a poem.
Oh, no. I thought it was cute.
It was
really?
A little corny, but cute.
I want to come. I'm thinking of Emily O'Brien.
I have a star.
I love raps. Raps are different than poems.
That's why I brought up Emily, because she came in with that rhyme for Ben's season. She kind of broke it down, had a little flow.
I still love her. What happened to her?
She should have been a bachelorette.
Yeah.
She was kind of awesome.
She could rap her way into our hearts.
Wow, it is late. Kristen, you were going to say something about designer suit guy? Oh, I mean, poem guy?
I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, I thought it was kind of corny, but kind of cute. I thought it was, you know, it was sweet. Okay. And she liked it.
And then, of course, we have Dan, who I just thought was overly moisturized guy. The guy has this literally, he's got like this perfect, it's like you said, they're very pretty.
He looks like a Just for Men commercial. Like the hair thing, because his hair is so dark and so perfect and so like he looks like he's a Just for Men commercial.
Could you picture here's the thing. Sean was blonde hair, blue eyed. Did you see a lot of blondes?
No. He's not the last guy, right?
No, there's one more.
They usually pick people that are, you know, that are like the person's type. Like they know Dez's type. They've done this in seasons past where if Brad Womack liked all blonde girls, so they had a lot more blonde girls, or, you know, like, whatever.
Sean had a lot of diversity, which we really didn't see tonight. You know, there wasn't a lot of, you know, ethnic guys that, you know.
Yeah, I'd have another lawsuit.
Juan Pablo and whatnot.
Uh-oh.
But let's finish up with probably one of our favorite guys, Ben.
Well,
Brody. Brody, Ben's son.
Aww.
Yeah, okay.
That was one of the cutest, most endearing entrances I've ever seen in Bachelor history. I loved that he did that. The little boy was absolutely adorable.
Yeah.
He was my front runner until they showed clips from next week.
But he was actually my front runner until he said the thing about he didn't get married and that they're still friends, something. And I'm fine with having kids out of wedlock, whatever. I was born out of wedlock, but like I was fine with it until he said that they're still friends, and something just seemed very off to me. Like, the puzzle pieces weren't there. Like, it just seemed weird.
Well, his mom would have had to sign the release for the child to go on television. So they obviously have a good relationship. And what I got out of that was that they were probably just hooking up and somebody got pregnant.
And they're best
friends.
And
that they weren't in a relationship. Yeah. Yeah. And
I don't
know.
Something just seems off with him.
Do you think it could be the edits? Because they make it seem like he gets a lot of time in like the preview for the season. I think it was it Brooks?
And you know what's funny is even when they were showing that and you said to me, could it be editing? There's one line, and next week I'll find out what it was. There's one line in those clips that made me be like, oh no, not him. He reminded me of like a Bentley. Like there was there was one line that he said about the guys not knowing know what's coming or something that just made him feel like such that I just need to win. And I didn't like it. But other than that, he and Robert were my two favorite. I'm sorry.
No, I like the... They clearly dubbed it over from a different part. Like, maybe the kid and the grandma had already left and in the limo. But when the kid was like, I wish I could go to the potty.
It was really cute.
It reminds me of, like, how they use for, like, the other ABC shows, like Dancing with the Stars, Ingo and his son Peanut.
Yeah.
They're using the kids and whatnot. So I think that wraps up all our guys. But now, did anything stand out? I think we pretty much covered the night itself, or do we want to talk about Jonathan the Creeper?
There were a couple,
anything stand out?
The waxing, the Jonathan saying, at least, like, the knight in shining armor, dude, he's got it rough, and something about waxing eyebrows, but, like, he looked like he had waxed eyebrows.
Okay, well, that brings it up to your point, Chrisley, where the guys are kind of, like, sniping. They were doing little
catty.
Super catty.
Yes.
And Zach had nerve to start talking about everybody else in the house with no shirt on. Getting down to your Calvin Kleins. Come on.
People always think that they're the best thing, and then they don't. Like, it's because they know their story, and they know why they chose to do that entrance, but they don't know anyone else's story, and so they're just judging at this
point.
But
he has pretty girl syndrome.
Who does? Which one?
Zach! He has pretty guy syndrome. He had to take off his shirt to get our attention. He had to take off his clothes to jump in the pool to get his attention. He's very used to getting by on his looks and not having to do anything to back it up. He has pretty guy syndrome. PGS.
And they also,
hashtag.
I'm sure, for the past few days, since they were kind of sequestered in a hotel, most of the contestants, right, they're in a hotel, in a room alone, doing their final interviews with all the producers. All the producers are telling them, like, so what are you going to do when you make it to the end? Like, are you going to get engaged? So every single one of these guys who goes in there thinks that they're going to be the number one. because they think that all the producers are just trying to be their friends, and they're trying to get the best responses and answers out of them. So they're going to build them up. And so each one of them thinks that they were the one handpicked by the producers right. to be the winner.
Marissa's even chuckling watching on screen when Zach jumps into the pool.
So bad. So bad.
All right, so let's quickly.
He has an amazing body.
PGS, Marissa.
Pretty girl syndrome.
Okay. All right, so anyone stand out, you know, from cocktail night before we move on? Who surprises on who got roses, who didn't? Anyone else stand out besides Mike Creeper G and.
She wished that Nick got a rose.
She did. Okay. Okay, so let's move on quickly to who's in and who's out. So final roses for round one, we've got Brandon, Zach K. Snipe, you know, jump in if anything jumps out at you. Will.
It's probably quicker to say who didn't have roses than let's do that. Over all the people that did.
Great idea, Chrisley.
I'm just saying.
Let's go out. Diogo.
Knew that was coming.
Larry.
Yeah. Larry.
Awkward.
Look like Gary Oldman a little bit. Nick Roy, the magician. Mm-hmm. We know Chrisley
so
loves him.
So sad, Nick. I'm sorry.
And Micah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like moving on. Yeah. And Mike, let's see.
And Jonathan.
Jonathan Creeper.
Well, he got kicked out early.
Yeah. He got drunk. That's why.
I mean, he got done trying to take her to that fantasy suite. I think that was, I don't know.
And not only that, but his go-to line was, my mom says I'm good looking. Like, he needs to go hang out with Tiara because clearly they're two of a kind. They can have sparkle together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So overall, just like, gosh, this first night is always, every season when we open the show,
yeah.
it's like the hardest show because to keep everyone straight. And Marissa, do you have the sound effect for applause? Because thank you for putting up the pictures for everyone. The chat roll loved yes. it. Thank you so much. But
I wanted to say, just randomly, the opening scene with Dez and her rollerblades, why was that part of the show? Like, why, you know how they always stage like someone
at
looking over, you know, like at the beach looking over a balcony
the
or
contemplation
like why
shot.
Rollerblading down the boardwalk that just in like tube socks?
Because she's the girl next door. They're trying to make her.
They're really. And you know what? That's the one thing I did have to say, and I tweeted that tonight, that I gave kudos to ABC and The Bachelor, of really showing that she is the girl next door. Because I think one of the largest misconceptions about people that go on the show is that they're from money, they're well off, they have these amazing jobs, they get paid to do this, and they're just regular people that
so
took a chance.
So have her cook for her family, not rollerblade down the boardwalk in a bikini.
Does her family live in California, though?
I don't know.
I don't think they do.
That was a weird shot. Anyway, sorry.
Okay.
And I also want to say that I always bash the people on the first night, but I'm sure once I get to know them, they're going to be awesome.
It's hard not to, because literally, we're here cycle analyzing these people off 90 seconds of footage. No, 60 seconds of footage.
And it's funny, because if you go through Twitter and you follow any of the other past contestants who were horrified that people ripped them apart the first couple nights, they're all doing the same thing tonight. So it's what happens. You watch the show, you make an opinion, and you say these things, and you don't mean that they're horrible people or anyone should take them to heart. And then in 3 weeks, we're like, oh my God, I love that person. I mean, it's what you see is what you get.
Overall, I just thought tonight, you know what, for a first episode, it was kind of ho-hum. I wasn't blown away by it. I didn't see a lot of, let's say Lindsay Cox on a horse. Kaylin, what did he show up in? A
helicopter.
Helicopter. See, that's, I just, not a lot of moments, but I think this is going to be a great season just overall. But any final thoughts on the episode itself before we move on to news and gossip, if we have any?
No. Looks like there'll be more drama with the guys than we've seen in a while, so that should be interesting.
A lot of man tears.
A couple fist fights.
Yeah, a lot of man tears.
I saw those man tears.
Choke outs. Yeah. Did it look like
crazy. Looks like Brooks was getting choked.
We saw a lot less of Chris Harrison tonight, which seemed weird. Like, I felt like
Chris
he got less
Harrison,
screen time.
Chris
Who?
Harrison.
Chris, yeah, that, you know, the guy that's like.
I kind of always wish there was a female host for Bachelorette, because I feel like I love Chris. I love Chris, and I'm not saying that they would ever change this, but obviously when it's The Bachelor, a guy is going to talk to a guy differently, but a girl talks to a girl differently. So I kind of always wish there was a female host so that we could get a real girl-on-girl perspective.
Let us know your ideal female host for The Bachelor. Let us know on YouTube and iTunes for sure, guys. And remember to rate us 5 stars. We need your input, guys, for sure. 5 stars. So do we have any news and gossip?
Yes, we do.
News and gossip with Kath Kelly.
Yeah. So, in case you were living under a rock the past couple months, Sean was on Dancing with the Stars. He made it midway through the season. Our very own JC Rubio was on the red carpet every single week, and he got to catch up with not only Sean, but Catherine as well. I know you got a little dirt on when the wedding was going to happen, or maybe you didn't get any dirt.
Well, actually, he did. Actually, the last time I talked to him, was for the 300th episode, and he actually said he would come to AfterBuzz TV and make the announcement. I know he was kidding. It was great, but
Sean,
they were great together. Every time I ran into him actually even outside of dancing, and Catherine is kind of, she's the free spirit, and Sean, maybe he was just focused on the season itself, because that was tough on him. Dancing with Stars was so hard, but literally.
And he worked crazy long hours.
Yes.
Because, yeah.
I will have to say, though, one of the things that we always hear is that Sean doesn't like to party, doesn't like to go out. At the 300th episode party, Catherine was dancing up a storm the entire night with Ali Raisman and everyone else, and they stayed pretty late.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It was fun, though.
He had a good time. He's a great guy. You know what's the neat thing about it is talking to him away from the cameras, he's just a chill, cool guy.
Told you.
You're right. Chrissy was right. Chrissy always said it. Because people, well, remember all season long, everyone was asking us, well, he seems
boring.
Yeah.
He's so ungenuine.
No.
No.
He's rad. He's
telling
awesome.
You.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie.
He's into Nintendo and Super Tecmo. He's kind of a geek. He's a super geek. Yeah. He's a cool guy. So, yeah. No. What else you got for us?
Several former Bachelor contestants recently shot a spread for Us Weekly's Hot Bodies issue, which is on stands now. And that includes Jesse Kovacs, Kipton Locke, Graham Bunn, and Nick Peterson, and Lindsay Yenter and Selma Alamari.
Alamari, yes.
Yeah. Well, JC knows.
So weird they didn't ask me. So weird. I don't understand.
We have our own Hot Bodies issue coming out.
We totally do.
Don't say, you know, you're saying
summer.
That. That's from, you know, if Phil, our EP, hears that, you know that that's going to happen.
Phil wants to do a calendar of the girls, which I don't think would go down very well.
Chat roll, let us know what you think.
Mostly females, so.
A lot of weddings, right? Wasn't there a wedding just a few weeks ago with, if she was from Ben's season, the mortician. She just got married on the 17th. It was Chantel Newton.
Chantel got married.
She just got married, so there was a lot of stuff going on
there
as well.
There were a lot of weddings. A lot of people got engaged. Mm-hmm. But back to Dez.
Yes. Give me a Dez tidbit.
She has been doing the rounds of press, and she was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Love Jimmy Kimmel. Every single season, he tries to predict the winner, and he was trying to get some spoilers and some dirt out of Dez. She was not as good as keeping secrets as some of the past contestants. So Jimmy picked his top guys. He picked Brooks to win it all, and Jimmy instantly dismissed Chris S. because his favorite snack is almonds. Robert Bobby Graham because he's an entrepreneur and said, entrepreneur, that's a fake title.
Means no job.
Yeah, means no job. Nick R. And Dez totally said on the interview, oh yeah, I didn't pick him.
Yeah, she called him cold.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Jimmy Kimmel just got that one out of her. And... he picked Drew K, Mike G, and Brooks to be top three, I think.
We'll have to get into predictions because I don't know. I think that's a pretty solid choice that he went with.
Yeah.
Is that it? That's all we got this week?
Oh,
we got more.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Last thing. Lindsay Yenter from Sean's season actually spoke exclusively to Wet Paint on who
Chrisley
she
favorite.
Thinks Dez should pick. And she said Brooks as well. She said she watched the promo when Dez was with Brooks. She said her whole body language sort of changed. And just from the little bit that I saw, she seemed to have this glow about her. She seemed really relaxed. I love to see that side of her. And when asked by Wet Paint, did you see that side of her with Sean? She said, no, I didn't. Well, I guess I did when I watched the season back, but not in person.
It's predictions already by Kimmel and Bachelor alumni, which moves us to our own predictions.
Yes.
Is it too early?
And now,
Your first impressions?
Probably. Yeah. But we picked Jeff Holm on the first day.
Damn, yeah.
I was Team Jeff the whole time.
All right, so with that said...
Sadly, that didn't work so
you know what? Well, you know what? Chrissy, we're going to save you for last since you did get it right with Jeff Holm. Let's start with Kathy.
Who'd... I got it right with Jeff Holm.
No, you... Really?
Yeah.
From the first week?
Yeah. I think we did top three our first week.
Yeah, let's do top three.
Okay.
Who are your top three?
I want to go with Brooke since that's the general consensus. I'm going to say Robert and Drew. Brooks, Robert, and Drew.
Brooks, Robert, and Drew. Okay. You know what? I'm close to you. Very, very close to you because I think Robert and Drew are kind of similar.
Mm-hmm. They're interchangeable. Totally.
They are.
They even look alike. They do look alike, yeah.
But I looked at their, like, the picks and I was like, basically... I'm going by handsome meters. Like, who are the good-looking
handsome
guys?
Handsome meters?
Yes, and I think it's Brooks, Drew, and Michael G. Kind of what Kimmel said. You looked at them, and they just stand out.
You stole Kimmel's prediction because he's always right.
No, I did not. It was literally, they're the most handsome.
I mean,
handsome.
Mike G would be, if I had to do a top four, he would be my fourth.
For me, they're the handsome guy. I think it's just kind of like with all the way with Trista, and when she picked Ryan was the most handsome guy there. Deep down inside, it's just basically what you're attracted to. You know, like who she thinks is the most handsome guy.
Yeah.
So, Chrisley, send us home.
Robert and Brooks are my first two. I don't really have a third. I don't know enough about them yet. Okay. But Robert and Brooks are my two. I had four stars.
I know you love Zach.
Yeah, not really.
Zach W.
All right. So, with that said, get ready for another exciting season of The Bachelor and The Bachelor After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. So, Kathy, where can they find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Katherine Kelly and then at AfterBuzz doing a million shows.
You guys can find me on Twitter at Chrisley.
And Marissa, thank you again. Awesome job, as always. Where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter at Serafini TV.
Nice. And you can find me on Instagram and also on Twitter as JC Rubio TV. So for Marissa, Chrisley, Kathy, I'm JC, and we are The Bachelor After Show. Good night, everybody.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
What?
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.